Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talking sort of overall about your rights and these DCYF, children, families, government, governmental organizations that are snatching children from people and cooking up ridiculous criminal charges like your wife is facing, Jay, for allegedly just leaving your two-year-old strapped into a climate-controlled car for less than 15 minutes. While she went in, sleeping, by the way, while she went into a store to do something and then came back and found police outside of the car. You're dealing with that situation. It's going to trial on June 1st. And, of course, whenever somebody's in a situation like this, people who you know, who care, want to do what they can to help, whether that's writing a letter to the judge, as apparently people can do in your case, and you're going to put some instructions at jnoon.com. They're not there yet, right?
They're not there yet, no.
But they will be...
Tomorrow we'll get that up there.
By the weekend, okay.
Yep.
So by this weekend at jaynoone.com, you can find the instructions to contact the judge there. But, of course, there's always people that have theories about how to do court better. And I really appreciate these people. I don't want to make it sound like I'm super critical of them. I am glad they exist. I think that they help people think outside of the box. I think it is a good idea to try new things or to try things that are different because you never know what's going to work. But one thing that I can say at least for sure is that none of this stuff works consistently. If there's anybody out there that's claiming they have some sort of magic formula to make the courts leave you alone or, you know, all of a sudden grant all your rights will be respected by the system, it's like, no. If there was something consistent out there, we'd see some consistent evidence of it. There would be some, I don't know, video of somebody applying these techniques in a courtroom environment and actually winning. And that video, unfortunately, from what I've seen over the many years, we have discussed these things. And we've had various callers call in. And Dylan, who called in the last hour, I know him. We know him personally.
Yep.
He's a great guy, great activist who has kind of been in and out of New Hampshire. He's in Vermont right now, but he's here a lot. He goes to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't think he's a scammer or anything like that. I think he really is earnestly, you know, believes he's doing the best thing. And right now he and his wife or girlfriend were on the line with us, and they mentioned a website. And I misheard what was said. I thought it was Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R. He gave out a website. It was actually In Power, as in your own power, I-N. P-O-W-E-R, InPowerMovement.com. That was the site they gave out. I want to make sure it's clear that's not an advertiser here. I cannot analyze what this site is trying to say because it's a membership site, which I wasn't surprised to see. And I don't blame the guru types out there, the people that claim they know the way, the one true way to, you know, total freedom or freedom from this oppressive system. I don't blame any of them for wanting to, you know, pay their bills and make a little bit of money for what they're doing, but I'm always skeptical of those approaches, personally, because, like, to me, it's like, hey, you know, if you actually have something here that's worth doing, why not just give it away? Why not give away the information? And, of course, they've got answers to that question. Their answers are usually, oh, well, you know, my time is worth something, and that's fair. There's no doubt about that. I mean, their own website here says that the people that work for them are just volunteers, and that the money just goes to pay for the hosting services and development for the site. So, I mean, maybe that's true. But the fact is, you still can't really analyze this, whatever it is that they're doing. They call it a notice of liability. You can't really analyze it until you give them the money. And that's
I understand why that happens, because a lot of times when you're like, you know, people are given this kind of information, mm-hmm. it's like just laying out there. It's like it becomes, and you don't really know how to use it. You don't really understand it. You didn't research it. You didn't, like, you know, get some serious, you know, insight and training on how to use it. It becomes, more harmful sometimes. It's just enough information to get you in trouble. Is a lot of what I've seen with these type of things, where people didn't understand the project, you know, the procedure or the process. And I mean, I've used a lot of these things for years, and I've had really good luck, and I did well in Massachusetts for a long time with a lot of these things. It got to the point to where, like, the local cops, Palmer, Mass, they just leave my entire family alone now.
That's great.
They're not bothering us. They're very polite. They're friendly, but they've been straightened out, and we're not low-hanging fruit.
That is a part of this, right? Like, if they know, we were touching on this in the last hours, people who make statements like, you know, I know my rights or whatever, and you act like you know your rights. You don't talk to the police when they come up to you. You know, you don't, when they ask you questions, you say, I don't answer questions, right? Like, there's certain things that you can do to make it known that you are the hard target, that you are the person who will stand on their rights and will, you know, stand in power, as this particular site would probably suggest that you do. It's not necessarily true that you have to get the exact, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's correctly on all the forms or whatever, as long as they know they're dealing with somebody that's going to not be a pushover. In some cases, that can be enough to get them to back off. Not always. And like this website has in their disclaimer at the bottom of their site, is that there's no, you know, there's essentially no guarantees, right? Like, they're not giving legal advice, and they're not representing you or whatever, and, you know, there's no way to guarantee that this is going to work for you, but it's something you can try.
But if people, like, took time and studied things like this instead of, you know, doing the mental masturbation of just, you know, looking at TikTok or mm-hmm. just watching, you know, mindless TV, you know, sitcom stuff, you know, they would be a whole lot smarter, and they would be a lot more informed, and they would be better prepared when the government comes against them. The problem is most people have no clue what's going on. They don't know what their rights are. They don't care what their rights are, because, you know, especially the younger generation, especially, you know, like my generation and younger, and even my parents' generation, you know, they just want to hang out and watch TV. Mm-hmm. You know, the younger generations are, you know, they're all addicted to an internet device now, and then the internet device is controlling them, and, you know, persuading and just making them lazy and just get along. And it's like, oh, I'll just hire an attorney, and I'll take out a loan to hire mm-hmm. the attorney. Even like J.R. Hull, smart dude, state representative, yep. Successful guy. DCYF interaction, his Health and Human Services interaction, cost him $38,000 in lawyer's fees.
Wow.
And that was actually
to get his kids back, right?
They never took his kids away because they left. Mm. You know, let's not forget, J.R. Hull got tipped off indirectly by a YouTuber, a local YouTuber who was sitting there in a hospital on the other side of, you know, like, they got these cheap little walls, these office cubicles, mm-hmm. to where a pediatrician is on the phone with DCYF and basically talking about going and getting an order to steal these guys' kids because he gave one of his kids ivermectin.
Oh my God!
Totally safe, Nobel winning drug. And you know, this is what kind of,
and he paid an attorney $38,000.
It cost him $38,000.
Make them go away.
Make it go away. And he's currently involved in a lawsuit right now against them.
Wow.
I don't know what the but he is currently a state representative here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's the only reason he even ran for state representative, because these guys came after him. He was basically retired from doing that job. He had enough.
He was previously, yeah, that's true. I want to go to the phones here. You can share your thoughts with us. We got Perry on the line in California listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Perry.
Yeah, thank you very much. What I wanted to say is that I wanted to mention something about the American legal system in a moment, but if I could.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, that Daniel Penny in New York.
Familiar with it?
Yeah, this is the subway choking case. I couldn't remember when I screened your call which one Penny was, but you clarified he was the one who did the choking against the other guy who subsequently died as a result.
Well, I'm suggesting to your audience, if we could send money to his defense, I feel sorry for the guy. He's mentally ill, whatever. But the problem is our system is so broken, and we don't have enough police, and there's just a lot going on with that whole scenario. So what we need to do is have more people like him to defend ourselves, because we can't have our society running amok like this, where people are getting hit over the head with a bat or pushed in front of a subway or whatever. It is. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things happening to the American people
It's not a lack of police issues. Sorry to interrupt you. What's going on here with these cities? It's a we are witnessing right now the decay of our culture. We have a bunch of deranged lunatics. All these people who are doing this stuff are mentally ill. And the way I look at it is, how can you not be mentally ill if you've spent your entire life in a city, if you have, you know, been consuming all of the toxic food that's put in all, mm-hmm. that's processed foods, you know, the fluoridated, chlorinated water, the toxic air. You're around massive layers of radiation now from all kinds of, you know, Wi-Fi and whatever, just infrastructure. And the city is like New York City. My, you know, friend Luke Radowski is a good friend of mine. He's from New York City. He says the people on the subway, the culture is like nobody talks to each other. There's no conversations. There's no, like, very, nobody's polite. And then you also have, with all of the people that are homeless, that are given, that are being encouraged to be homeless, they're given money, they're given food. The amount of money that these cities are spending on the homeless making the problem worse. So you have all these drug encampments that are like insane on like Venice Beach, California, and all around San Francisco. They've literally become third world S-hole countries or cities. And it is because of liberal policies. It is because of feeding the wildlife, feeding the people. These people, like Health and Human Services, needs to cut them off immediately. There should be no more checks going to anybody, no more welfare, at least not let any more people get on welfare at all. And that's a huge part of it. It's the HHS is enabling this behavior, and the liberal prosecutors are enabling this behavior. The media is a big driver of this, too, because we live in such a cult society where so many people believe what the internet device says, what YouTube says, what big tech is pushing. And just like I've been saying, if you look at urban areas, the people that are like under 30 years old that have grown up in urban areas, they're basically algorithmic slaves. And when anybody's like, look at the guy, Derek Chauvin, a police officer who basically, you know, wrestled down some crackhead. I forget the guy's name, you know, Speedball, whatever, you know.
The guy selling cigarettes.
No, this was the guy who got killed 2020 by the cop, and the cop got convicted. I think Derek Chauvin's a cop's name.
Floyd.
The Floyd guy who was like, you know, some notorious criminal.
I was looking up this story about.
So you have a bunch of cops, like the good cops are like, they've gotten out of the cities and they've went and work in small towns. That's what I'm hearing about the cops, because they don't want to deal with this nonsense. I know a whole bunch of cops in Massachusetts. My grandfather was a lieutenant detective in the state police. But I know a whole bunch of cops in Massachusetts, as soon as they did the vaccine mandate, all these cops quit. And then all the cops that just are going to go along and get along and take the vaccine, they stayed on. And these are the cult member cops.
Perry, what else did you have to say about this?
I would say this, the cops should be well trained, of course, trained better than they are today, and filtered better. You know, make sure that we get good cops out there that are not going to just be choking people to death.
The system doesn't want good cops. They want order followers. Right. Mike Passio explains this really well. Even like, was it New Haven, Connecticut got sued because a cop had too high of an IQ? They wouldn't hire him.
That's right.
They don't. The system does not want smart cops. They do not want smart cops.
I will say this. A moment ago, you were talking about how people don't talk to each other and stuff like that. It's kind of funny you mentioned that, because I'm almost 70. I'm getting up there in my age. But when I was younger, everybody talked to each other, and you could even talk about politics. It's like for 250 years we were talking about politics, you know, in America and stuff. Nowadays, you're right. People are kind of weird, and they're mentally off. Like our politicians, a lot of the politicians are mentally off, you know, especially on the Democratic side. But the thing is, people are acting strange when it comes to, you can learn a lot if you listen, you know, and you, if you speak to each other, you might, even if you're right or wrong, at least you're communicating and you might learn something. But if you're just, everybody's quiet, well, I know I can't talk because I'm going to offend you or you're going to offend me or so, that whole thing, scenario is silly, you know, it, yeah. It doesn't, it's not going to, in a free country like what we live in, it just don't work. It's just, it's the opposite of what
so
we
So what if, about this choking though, Perry, I just want to come back to this. Because that is what you brought up here tonight. Have you followed this case in detail? Are you aware of what the different sides are saying?
No, but I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, many years ago there was a guy named Getz. I can't remember his name exactly, but he was on a subway too. But he decided to carry a gun, mm-hmm. and he went to jail because he didn't have a permit. But he shot the ones that were trying to, you know, get him on a subway. Mm-hmm. Getz, Bernard Getz, maybe Bernard Getz. It was a long time ago. But anyhow, we need more people that are going to protect society because, like, if you're on a, let's say, a subway or something like that, and say there's a young lady being harassed or she's being beat up or something like that, we got to help each other. We must help each other in this society because the police can't be everywhere.
Well, and people did help in this situation on the New York City subway. It wasn't just Daniel Penny. He was the man who did the choking, but there were at least one or two other men who kind of helped hold the man down who was being choked. And I guess police are currently looking to identify who those men were. I don't know if they're going to be facing charges as well. But according to a recent New York Post story on this, published looks like today, they're saying some passengers did say they felt threatened by Neely, who was the person who ended up dying in this case. That was the crazy schizo guy who started to act fairly erratic on the subway, and that is what resulted in the man choking him out. The story that when we first discussed it on the air, what we heard was from one witness, and we only heard from one witness at that point, who claimed that the Neely had not done anything to deserve being choked out. He claimed that he was talking crazy, but that he hadn't actually committed any active threats.
Well, I think Penny, he calibrated it wrong. You know what I mean? He didn't probably want to kill the guy anyway. You know, mm-hmm. I think it just turned out like that. But this is what happens when. But the guy's been arrested. The bad guy was arrested 40 times already, and he had
punched a 67-year-old woman. He had done all kinds of stuff. He threatened to kill people. Said he was ready to die. They put him in what I heard is they put him in what's called like a mercy hold. Is that like how you restrain somebody? I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. And basically all the passengers, from what I'm hearing, you know, were like happy that this guy was subdued. And then I was listening to the radio coming down, a podcast coming into the studio. And I forget which one it was, but they were basically talking about how like the leftist New York media is calling that all of the people on the train are responsible for this death because they didn't stop the guys from the Marine there, Daniel Penny, didn't stop him, and his thing is last I heard was a $2.5 million as a defense fund. And this guy should be given a Medal of Honor, not being charged for murder.
Absolutely, he should be thanked quite a bit because he's trying to help save lives.
He did save lives.
I'll say one more thing. Yeah, I'll say this. America, we were when they brought common law over from England many years ago. You know, to the first colonies there. A lot of people don't know this, but the first attorneys were literally beaten up by the citizens. Sometimes they would go in and they'd pull them out of their office and they shut them down. They literally beat them up. And a lot of people don't know that history of our country. The lawyers at that time said, we're going to protect the people from the government. Well, that was a contradiction on its face because mm-hmm. we are the government. The people are the government. So that
Well, no, you've got it backwards. Wrong. the lawyers actually swear an oath of allegiance to the courts, so they actually are the government.
I don't think the courts are government.
Well,
these U.S. district courts aren't government.
At that time, I'm talking about at that time, they were saying they were going to protect the people from the government.
Yeah, but the idea that the people are the government is pure mythology. I mean, it's just false.
No, I know. Well, the thing is, without justice, there is no peace, order, or freedom in any society. Our system is still corrupt. There's good and bad lawyers, don't get me wrong. There's
sure.
good and bad lawyers. It's the American legal system that's corrupt. And we're not going to change that in our lifetime.
Nope.
See, the lawyers have a monopoly on the administration of justice. They govern themselves through their own bar association, and they control all three branches of the
government.
Yeah,
one of the things that needs to happen is the attorneys need to... there needs to be, for instance, here in New Hampshire, they need to get rid of the requirement that lawyers join the Bar Association. And this is something that obviously the Bar Association wanted to put in the law, and it can be removed from the law as well. And then that would mean that people could be a lawyer without joining the bar. And further, it needs to be legal for people who are non-lawyers, meaning people who've never gone to law school or passed whatever requirements, can also be able to represent someone, quote-unquote, in court. That also, it's legal to do on a limited basis in New Hampshire, meaning that if you had wanted to, Jay, you could have said, I want to be the attorney, in fact, for my wife, and then you'd have had to, like, swear in front of the judge. There's a process, but basically it can be done. Garrett Ian has done it on a number of occasions for folks. So it can be done, but it needs to be something that is legal to do all the time instead of just, like, a special appearance kind of thing.
Yeah. Can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate this a lot. You know, Rome lasted right around 1,000 years. Now, of course, it had a lot of problems within that amount of time with corruption and decadence and so forth. But the thing is, we've lasted right around 250 years. We're collapsing now. They collapsed completely after 1,000 years. We're collapsing now.
Yeah, I hope they don't drag this out for another 750 years.
Yeah, and I don't look at it. Go ahead, sorry.
All it is that, you know, I love America. I hate to see us going down like this, but we've got...
Well, the good news is it'll still be America when the United States government fails, okay? It's still North America. So you got to remember there's a difference between America and the United States of America. The United States is the quote-unquote government. That's the organization of strangers who want to use violence to rule over peaceful people, and to hell with those people. We have no need for them. They do not benefit us in any way, shape, or form. They are a violent criminal organization that exists to destroy life and destroy humanity, and that is not what America is.
Yeah,
it's a criminal enterprise.
They're just harvesting everyone's energy. We've got modern-day slavery. Everyone's a slave to their device. That's what's happening.
That's
what talk why people don't want to talk.
And a slave to the dollar as well. That's how they're doing that harvesting, by the way. They have control over the money. Thank you, Perry, for the call tonight. We got time for you. If you want to join the show, you can jump in at 603-283-6160. That's, by the way, the phone line is almost full. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A congressman from South Florida is touting a new immigration bill passed by the House. Republican Mario Diaz-Balart's Secure the Border Act would make changes to the asylum process, end what's known as catch and release, and restart construction of the border wall.
The other thing is that it goes after the cartels. It also protects the children that are being exploited and trafficked.
The White House says it would make things worse, and President Biden's threatening to veto the measure. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his bid for the White House next week. That's according to multiple reports, which cite sources familiar with the decision. A 2024 run by the Republican has long been expected, speculated, with him running second to former President Trump in polls for the GOP nomination. DeSantis filing formal paperwork with the Federal Election Commission is expected to coincide with a two-day meeting with donors in Miami next week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here, although our normal phone lines are full up at the moment. So if you want to get on the line, there is one line available. It's the, as we call it, the SIP line. And I forget who came up with it. I don't know if it was Captain or whatever, but a super important person. <It's>, I kind of like that. But it's basically an online connection. So actually, if you're international, it's a great way to call in because it costs nothing to use it. You just have to get a SIP account from one of the various different free SIP providers out there. It costs nothing to do this. But you do have to spend a little time. So you got to get the account and then, you know, get the app. And there's different apps, but we recommend how to go through the process. There's step-by-step instructions at sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com, and it usually sounds a lot better than calling on the phone as long as you got a semi-decent internet connection backing you up. It's Ian and Jay here in the studio tonight. Also, we talk a lot about the exciting things happening here in New Hampshire. And one of the things coming up, of course, is Jay's wife is going to on trial, and that always is interesting because people come out. You know, if you put the word out that something is happening, yep. That you need help, that you need people to come back you up, they're going to show up, even if it's 8:15 in the morning.
And they do.
They're going to come out. I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of people show up at this event that's going to be on June 1st. Of course, it's already on the calendar, if I recall correctly, over at the Free State Project. They've got a handy little calendar at fsp.org/calendar. If not, Jay will definitely have to get it up there. But let's see. What else you need to know? There's all kinds of stuff happening up here in New Hampshire, and the folks over at Mark Warden's Porcupine Real Estate are the people to talk to if you're looking to make the move here as part of the Free State Project, or maybe you just don't want to join anything. You just want to come on up and be part of the most free, freedom-oriented society, the most libertarians in one geographic area. They're doing some webinars over at Porcupine Real Estate. They're going to be focusing on various topics, including gun freedom, medical freedom, political freedom victories, and also the best practices for moving to New Hampshire and finding housing. The webinars are helpful. They're hosted by people that know the movement here. Many of them are Free Staters themselves, the folks that work over at Porcupine Real Estate. You can get registered to attend these webinars at move.freetalklive.com. You can also watch the previous ones by going to the Porcupine Real Estate channel on YouTube. You can see past presentations there. And again, go sign up for the upcoming webinars for free at move.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to the sign-up page at the Porcupine Real Estate website. That's move.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major Payne.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got dirty nukes in Ukraine. I got landslides in Italy. But right quick, I got to check Richard from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Hey. He gets under my skin sometimes with things he thinks he knows. I mean, he's quoting Thomas Jefferson and imagining himself being able to visualize what Jefferson had in mind. Well, Jefferson was responsible for the Louisiana Purchase, right? That gave us a toehold on the other side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, we were all territories at one time. Michigan was the wild, wild west, you know?
At one time, yeah.
According to him, three-quarters of the continent aren't citizens just because they were born, or our great-great-grandfathers, whatever, weren't citizens because they were born in territories. Now, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think we proved them wrong on that one, but I appreciate you you weighing in on that. Of course, I don't believe anyone's a citizen because the federal government has clearly ruled in the Supreme Court many times that they don't have any obligation to protect you, so therefore, how could you have any duty to them in return?
Yeah, Jay brought up, please don't feed the wildlife. Well, the coon don't know he's in a live trap till the door slams shut on him.
Major, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, evidently, Russia blew up. You know what an ammo dump is? I guess now
Yes. They
call them a munitions depot.
Yeah, it's where they store a bunch of weaponry and, things that could go boom.
So old Bonnie Prince Charlie there, he gave the Ukrainians a bunch of what I'd call dirty bombs. I don't know what they call the leftover spent uranium stuff they're putting in shells now.
Mm-hmm.
These things are all armor-piercing. And, of course, he can't use them in his arsenal or he'd, violate NATO's treaties or whatever using nukes. So he decides we'll just give them away to the Ukrainians. Well, the Russians blew up the whole damn ammo dump.
Yeah, there's some pretty crazy video of that, too, by the way.
Yeah, evidently you could see the blast from the satellites and from space and whatnot. It was so big.
Yeah, it was huge.
But my question is, which way was the wind blowing? Because I think it was probably blowing onto to the farmland, and it just ruined the breadbasket of Europe.
Yep. So I wonder if there's, depleted uranium.
That's what he was saying.
That's
what it is. It's a dirty bomb. But
good chance of it.
It causes cancer and all kinds of side effects down the road.
Yeah, right. Just look at all the depleted uranium that the United States put over in Iraq is just wreaking havoc on those people over there. Destroyed, land that basically can't be farmed in, many lifetimes. There's all kinds of stuff. And, this is what irresponsible parasites do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the Russians will let you around Chernobyl still, and that was almost 30 years ago now, maybe?
Oh, longer than that. Chernobyl?
But anyway, evidently in Italy,
really?
They got 6 months worth of rain in a day and a half, and 20 rivers have burst their banks. There's been, 230 landslides, I think they said. There's at least 13 dead, so. You wouldn't want to be in Italy right now, boys. 70 miles, the main river, there's 20 tributaries coming into it, and they're all just popping at their corpuscles.
Thank you for the call tonight, Major Payne. I appreciate hearing from you here. I was trying to find the story about this ammo dump. It's not on the front page at RT at the moment, but the video was pretty crazy, and I've seen the estimations for what this was worth, right? the amount of money that just exploded in an instant in Ukraine. I've seen estimates as low as $500 million and as high as like $2 to $3 billion.
Now, was this all discarded ammunition or stuff that they were planning on using?
I'm sure it was their like facility where they were holding a bunch of this stuff.
So you know who that benefits tremendously, right?
The military-industrial complex.
Yeah, the weapons manufacturer. Because if you're someone that manufactures a specific widget and all of a sudden $500 million worth of those specific widgets disappear, well, the widgets that you're going to manufacture tomorrow or have in the warehouse just became worth a heck of a lot more. That sounds like it's pretty convenient for KBR and, you know, Boeing and, you know, all these other, you know, parasites that are, you know, being funded by the tax slaves.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We have Major Pain in the Butt calling in from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm in the hour and 32 minutes and 9 seconds on hold. I'm in the
congratulations.
That's okay now. Thank you. We got it cleared with the FAA, the FCC, the ADA.
You're good to go. ADL. What you got?
All right. Hey, thanks for the memories, first of all. Breaking Bad, I'm on Breaking Bad. Did you see me? And I once had a face-to-face with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You were on Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I was the stand-in for the bald guy, the DEA agent, Hank, in the pilot. And whenever I wanted to be in a scene I thought would be cool to be in, I would just ask the director, hey, can I be in this scene? And they'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Nice.
Anyway. Congratulations. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, it's way back to Jay's situation. I had a comment question for him that should be helpful to lots of people in the situation. First of all, I'm just curious. I'm all for you supporting Jay as a whistleblower and a victim, as you should support any whistleblower and victim. But it's hard to understand the difference, because I've been whistleblowing, trying to make an annoying noise about this child trafficking, which is what it is, for so long. But I get mocked for doing it, and I was wondering what the difference is.
What do you mean you get mocked? We've had you telling your story for many years on this show. We've heard the full story. We've given you plenty of time to talk about it, and we've shared it, unrestricted. I don't know what you're referring to.
Who's mocked you?
Very different host. I'm not necessarily referring to either of you two guys, but the host on the show, they mock my calls. You know, I don't do this.
Well, I think if they're mocking your calls, it doesn't have anything to do with what happened to you. That's probably just personal issues they have with the way that you call the show.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I might suggest that mocking
just because you've been victimized by the court system doesn't necessarily mean you're not an a-hole yourself, right?
Right, but what I'm saying is to be effective in getting messages out, it really doesn't serve any purpose to mock people, whether you like them or not.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the opinion. The number here is 603-283-6160. It also doesn't help to be an a-hole if you want to get your word out, right?
He wasn't an a-hole right there.
No, he wasn't, but he has been.
There's been some discontent, sure.
Yeah, no, not everybody's going to get along with you.
Yep.
You know, and that's, we got different hosts on this show. And if you don't like the way some of them treat you, just don't call them. And there you go. We continue here. We got Law Dog on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you doing, Ian? You're absolutely correct. I remember Area there telling me that, I was delusional when I said Hunter Biden would get indicted. And, I took it like a man. I'm not going to whine about it. But that being
said... Has he been indicted?
Huh?
Has he been indicted?
No. Okay. No, he hasn't. But anyway, I went down to my local bank here, and this ESG thing, I was...
What does that stand for?
It's energy... I don't know what the S is, but the other one's governance.
Environmental Social Governance Score.
Oh, thank
That's
you for
what
that.
ESG is, yeah.
Yeah, all these banks, they have to get some kind of a score there. So I wanted to get some documentation, the policy, and the more or less the rap sheet on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager looks at me and says, sure, we can copy that off for you, but it's 563 pages long.
Yeah, it's just
so
my
it's like,
God.
We're going to have to charge a half of a buck a page.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. And these banks, you know, go credit union. These banks are
they're not much better, but yeah, if you got to have banking, then credit unions are better.
The shareholders are getting it stuck in their shorts, and let's put it this way: this woke stuff. People are going broke. I mean, it's just, you go woke, you go broke.
When you're talking about shareholders, you're talking about, like, bank shareholders?
Yeah, bank shareholders.
Okay,
yeah.
They all deserve to go broke.
Yeah.
If you're investing in a fiat bank system, you're bad. You are doing bad things.
You're empowering evil.
At war against hardworking people. You're engaging in slavery. Everybody, this is why I can't wait for this correction to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it as a collapse. I'm looking at this as a correction. And who is going to be hurt in this correction is all the parasites. The people in the parasite sectors, the people that work in government, all of those particular parasites. And then you have other parasite sectors like insurance, financial, Major League Sports Ball is another whole parasite, industry as far as I'm concerned. All these industries are highly regulated. Now, you have like a medical industry and like real estate, for example. Let's use those as parasite industries. There are people in those parasite industries that will do fine after the correction because we're still going to need doctors. We're still going to need people who understand like real estate stuff, real estate law. And even like your government parasites, there like are some of them that have value and they have good skills, like the government employee who's really good at putting asphalt on the road and good at driving a plow truck. And, he's going to have value.
He'll be fine.
After the correction when there is a private free economy.
Right.
And this collapse is a collapse of an evil monster. It's a collapse of the parasite. And yes, I hope that all people who are in shareholders in banks, especially banks, because the banks are propping up all the drug cartels. The banks are the reasons that, we have all the problems. They're the reasons we have property taxes. Who explains this really good is, I can't remember the guy's name now, but Max Kaiser, he was talking about, with this fiat money system is like getting high off your own belly button, Lynn, is what he, equates it to. And he's exactly right. The heroin epidemic, Stackler family or whatever they're called, those guys couldn't have gotten the power, couldn't have gotten the funding without banks. War could not happen without banks. We would not
finance both sides in a lot of cases.
We could not have had World War I unless the Federal Reserve was created. We could not have had World War II if it wasn't for banks financing the war. And we also wouldn't have had all the wars that we've had since those wars if it wasn't
for the
need for the banks to dominate the world with their fiat currency, mostly the U.S. dollar. So banks are evil, and those who support banks deserve to lose their assets.
Law Dog, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you here. Let's talk to, is it Tim, I think. Do we have you here, Tim?
Yep. Can
you're
you
on
hear
the air in Florida. Go ahead.
Excellent. So I have a definition for government that I inadvertently acquired from the 1440 Daily Digest. I get it daily in the email. There was an article they sent me, Political Crisis in Ecuador. And if I may just read the very first paragraph, you'll see where I got the definition I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Ecuador's president, Guillermo Lasso, not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, dissolved the country's opposition-led legislature yesterday, days before lawmakers were set to vote for his impeachment, setting off a period of presidential rule by decree ahead of snap elections. Lasso, a conservative banker, elected in 2021, is accused of enabling an embezzlement scheme benefiting, let me catch my breath here because this is actually very hilarious. He's accused of enabling an embezzlement scheme benefiting private contractors at the state's expense. And that, those nine words, I think are the perfect definition of government. Embezzlement scheme benefiting private contractors at the state's expense.
By state's expense, they mean the taxpayers, the people who are forced to pay the operating costs of the organization of people known as the state. Because the state isn't paying for it. It's the taxpayers.
And that is an excellent definition. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the show so we can get that, or maybe somebody wrote it down. But And that's 100% true. Even right here in Ware, New Hampshire, we have some locals where they're really upset that there's a bridge that needs to be repaired, and all the equipment to repair the bridge has been sitting there doing nothing. And it costs thousands of dollars per week, for example. It's a town road. It's your town. The Ware tax slaves are forced to pay for this, and it's just sitting there doing nothing. And the contractors who own this equipment are getting paid rent. It's the same thing. So this is happening in every little town, every little village, every federal project. Like, I used to be involved in...
It's the good old boys. That's all it is. And it's the good old boys at the local town level, and it's the good old boys at the state level, and it's the good old boys at the national level. I got a question, though, before you go on here, Jay. Is this the same Ecuadorian president who turned Julian Assange loose into the hands of the United Kingdom so they could lock him up?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, because I know that this guy... Whichever president it was a few years ago, well, it was like 4 or 5 years ago now, there was a new president that came into Ecuador. Remember, Assange was in the Ecuadorian embassy for years where they were protecting him, and the new Ecuadorian president that had just come into office had a deal with the American government to where he was going to go ahead and get rid of Julian Assange from the embassy. I'm just wondering if you happen to. It sounds like you don't.
I'm just pulling up his Wikipedia article real quick, and I'll do an F3. Assange is ASS.
It does say here that Lasso, I guess that's the president, right? Guillermo Lasso.
Yeah.
He edged out in the first round of the 2021 election, so it looks like he might have been a new guy, maybe, there. Anyway, he's scum, obviously.
Well, in the Wikipedia article, it says in February 2017, Lasso told The Guardian that should he win the presidential election, he would cordially ask Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, to leave the Ecuadorian embassy.
Okay, so maybe it was him.
I'm not sure.
Thanks for checking on that, Tim. And thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jet on the line in wherever he is. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to be real quick, kind of correct Jay a little bit. The rear naked choke, the guy was, is not a mercy hold. It's a death hold. It's probably the most deadly hold next to the guillotine, which is under, you know, just the opposite, under the throat type of thing. So it, you can get somebody out in 10 seconds. And turn them or kill them in less than a minute. So the best thing is it's not a mercy hold. That's just what I wanted to say.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for the correction.
Yeah. And there's like mixed information on this situation in New York City. Some people were saying that the crazy man didn't actually threaten anyone. Other people were saying they felt threatened. So who knows what actually went down. There's no
crazy
video.
Crazy doesn't deserve a death sentence, necessarily.
I tend to agree with you on that, Jet. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Sarah on the line here in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Have you heard about Edward Casey, the sleeping prophet? And
who? Edward Casey. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Edward Casey.
Oh, yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've always thought that he was always fascinating because when he did readings, there was people that he said that you did not have to repeat anymore. You did not have to come back anymore.
Are you a coastie, so, Sarah?
Coasty?
A coastie, coast to coast AM.
Coast to coast.
He's always on coast to coast AM. I used to hear him there a lot.
Edward Casey?
Yeah.
Isn't he dead?
Or they would talk about him or reference him. But,
yeah, I was
going to
say, isn't he like a hunt from 100 years ago?
There's a lot of reports, but yeah.
1950s.
Okay.
But the thing is, the people, that was their last embodiment, and it kind of dinged on me because I think that this is my last embodiment for me. You know what I mean? I'm just getting this feeling because it kind of stuck with me.
Beautiful. Well, let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that when you say last embodiment, you mean that the soul or whatever essence that is that you are, you think that Sarah, the current iteration of that soul, is the last time that it's going to come to Earth? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. So those people were good enough, so that was the last time around, and they get to graduate.
Now, what makes you think that you've made it? I mean, why are you so positive that this is your last run?
Well, because the Summit Lighthouse, they said people that come to their teachings and they start doing the decrees, and I do the spoken prayers. Those people that come to that group isn't their last embodiment. And then it just, that Edward Casey, he was talking about, is also, it just kind of stuck with me. So I'm speculating this might be our last embodiment. And then the last embodiment, you have all kinds
of... It might be our last embodiment or your last embodiment?
Her religious group.
Your
specific last embodiment.
But why?
The thing is that it's a last payment. It's a last payment, like a big payment. And you suffer a lot of hardship in your last time.
But are you really suffering a lot of hardship? I mean, you've been on welfare your whole life. I mean, isn't that pretty easy?
Actually, I've been homeless for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to pay the last bit of my karma. And we're supposed to be kind of met with a lot of hard things in life. And it kind of happened to be kind of true. So, you know, and then my family life wasn't all that great, but I'm thankful that my parents gave me.
So you think that's all you got to do to get out of the cycle of, you know, regenerating or
reincarnation?
Thank you. Reincarnation is to just have a really tough life.
No, that's not it. You almost have to be close. I think my last environment, I was pretty close, and you get to be born in a religious family, and I was born into a religious family. If you're really close, you get to be all your family is very religious. And that happened to be true, so that you get an opportunity to get out. So, but, no, it depends on how good
you are. And is this all what Edward Casey teaches, or is this what your religious group you're talking about teaches?
Summit Lighthouse is the teaching that I learned this from.
Is that different from the church? Because you were saying you were going to a Christian church that was there in Albuquerque. Is that a different place?
Well, I just go to all different ones.
I wish we had more time to talk about it, because it is kind of an interesting discussion, Sarah, but we're out of time for tonight. Jay Noon, give us an update on Man Camp.
So, Man Camp, we're about halfway to our goal. We got a little over $2,500.
Right. You got about 2 more weeks,
so,
right?
Yeah, we got 2 more weeks till the 1st of June, which is our goal. It's also the court date. And if you want to donate to Man Camp, you can go to jaynoon.com. That's jaynoone.com.
And you're going to help teach young people confidence by doing
blacksmithing. We're going to do blacksmithing at Pork Fest. 6-7-year-old kids can forge themselves some iron.
Very cool. And some confidence.
Yes.
jaynoone.com. Also, you're going to get the instructions for people who want to write the judge.
Yes.
In your case. That'll be up there this weekend. And so check him out there. We'll see you tomorrow night online between now and then at freetalklive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.